Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news by the numbers. COVID in the basin. Ector County, 36,784 total cases, 665 deaths. Midland County, 36,553 total cases, 471 deaths. Texas, 6,577,038 total cases, 83,718 deaths. U.S. cases, 78,269,789 total confirmed and 930,811 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. Free drive-through COVID test. The City of Odessa Incident Command is partnering with Curative to offer the COVID-19 PCR test drive-through through 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the corner of 2nd Street and Grant Avenue. Insurance information will be requested. If no insurance, test will be free. To book an appointment, visit curative.com. Quick hits, early voting to begin. Early voting for the joint primary election, March 1st through Friday, will take place at the following locations. Early voting at the Ector County Courthouse Annex, room 104, 1010 East 8th Street, has been scheduled from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. through Friday. Early voting schedule at the branch locations will take place 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. through Friday at Kellis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive, the Globe Theater at Odessa College, 2308 Shakespeare Road, Salinas Community Building, 600 West Clement Street, and MCM Elegante Hotel, Hawaii Ballroom, 5200 East University Boulevard. For sample ballots or more information, call the election office at 432-498-4030 in Odessa or 432-688-4890 in Midland, or visit tinyurl.com/3V7ZPCE2, Ector County, tinyurl.com/2P84V782, Midland County, or sos.state.tx.us, Secretary of State. Free AARP Tax Aid. AARP is offering free tax assistance to seniors by appointment through April 12th at the Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue. Masks are required. To schedule an appointment, call 432-338-5281. Oil and Gas Hiring Event. An oil and gas hiring event has been scheduled from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Convention Center, 305 East 5th Street. Job seekers, register at the door, bring ID and copies of your resume. The event is free and open to the public. Visit PermianBasinHiringEvents.com. Neighborhood Watch Meeting. The Odessa Police Department, 205 North Grant Avenue, has scheduled a neighborhood watch meeting from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. today at the OPD classroom. The program was designed to keep citizens informed of activity occurring in their neighborhoods by forming watch groups within their neighborhoods. The program is in alliance with the citizens of Odessa and law enforcement. Citizens become the extra set of eyes and ears for law enforcement, reporting suspicious activity to police, along with working together to resolve problem areas. For more information, call Corporal Steve Lejeure at 432-335-3361 or Corporal Michael Hamilton, 432-335-3322. TWEI Virtual Water Lecture Series. The University of Texas of the Permian Basin College of Engineering, 11105 West Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled Texas Water and Energy Institute Lecture Series from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Thursday. Speaker will be Shankar Shellam, Professor and holder of the AP and Florence Wiley Professorship in the Zachary Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Texas A&M University. Topic will include fit-for-purpose coagulation of Permian Basin produced water for reuse and hydraulic fracturing. Register at tinyurl.com/4WPCSUWU. For more information, call 432-552-3430 or visit tinyurl.com/2P9DUPDP. Annual State of Downtown Odessa Address Luncheon. Downtown Odessa Incorporated has scheduled the 6th Annual State of Downtown Odessa Address Luncheon at 11:30 a.m. Thursday at the Copper Rose Building. To sponsor or purchase tickets or a table, visit tinyurl.com/5386RSKX. Virtual TWEI Lecture Series. The University of Texas Permian Basin College of Engineering has scheduled a Texas Water and Energy Institute TWEI Lecture Series from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Thursday. This is a virtual event. You will need to register before you attend this event. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/34K7XH54. Read to Felix. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled Read to Felix for children of all ages from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Thursdays at Third Floor Auditorium in the Children's Department. Felix is a therapy dog that loves to be read to. Visit tinyurl.com/23RKC4DU. Downtown Master Plan Public Unveiling. The City of Odessa and Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Board No. 1, Downtown TIRZ, welcomes citizens and guests to the Downtown Master Plan Public Unveiling. The event will be held from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday at the Cooper Rose Building, 415 North Grant Avenue. There will be live music, light refreshments, and/or prizes for attendees. This event will serve as its capstone for over 6 months of vision work and planning, which includes public engagement, business input, and city review. For more information, call Martha Cortazar, Communications Specialist, at 432-335-4836 or email mcortazar@odessa-tx.gov. Charity Friday Food Drive. Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, 2633 Conover Avenue, has scheduled a Charity Friday food drive from 10 a.m. to noon Friday. All donations are welcomed. Visit tinyurl.com/YCKS5KAJ. Ron White. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled a Ron White at 8 p.m. Friday. Doors open at 7 p.m. This event is for mature audiences only. For tickets or more information, visit wagnernoel.com. Emergency Preparedness Fair. The Odessa Police Department has scheduled an Emergency Preparedness Fair from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 5401 North JBS Parkway. visit tinyurl.com/2p943xye, the America First West Texas Edition Conference, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, will present the America First West Texas Edition Conference at 9 a.m. Saturday. Doors open at 8 a.m. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/2p97p5wm. Texas Tribute coming to Wagner Noel. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale will celebrate the Lone Star State with a Texas Tribute set for 7:30 p.m. March 19th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, presented by Capital Farm Credit on Saturday, March 19th from 7:30 at the world-class Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. This special concert celebration coincides with the 50th anniversary of the Texas Country Reporter. The Symphony Orchestra, led by Gary Lewis, will present a night of Texas tunes, history, culture, and humor with live narrations by Bob and Kelly Phillips, a news release said. The Texas Country Reporter is the longest-running independently produced television show in American history and a Texas treasure. Kelly and Bob Phillips are the co-host of the program and share more than their love for each other. They share a love for people. Each has made a career of staying in constant contact with the audiences they have built in their almost lifelong careers in communications, the release said. Music for a Texas Tribute was arranged by composer David Lovreen, who has been a fan of Texas Country Reporter since his family moved to Texas from Nebraska in the 1970s. Tickets are $32 to $52. Students are $8 with a paying adult or valid college ID. Purchase at mosc.org or by calling 800-514-3849. UTPB hosts 7th Annual African American Read-In. University of Texas Permian Basin will host the 7th Annual African American Read-In from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday in the Multipurpose Room, Room 2130 at the Mesa Building on campus. The topic is Reading the Stars, the Life and Legacy of Harriet Jacobs. Harriet Jacobs, author, abolitionist, and survivor, will be presented in honor of the former slave who bucked the odds of slaves not being permitted to read and write to have penned and published the book, Incidents of the Life of a Slave, Guerlain, 1861. Snacks will be served. In addition, the event will be presented live by joining https://tinyurl.com/y5cus7v6. Sheriff shares additional details about major bust. Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths said Monday morning that a single tip about a stolen barbecue pit resulted in a major bust on Sunday night in West Odessa. Sunday's bust, which Griffiths explained could take weeks to process, resulted in a handful of arrests, recovery of nearly 20 stolen items, and the discovery of more than 300 pounds of marijuana. Griffiths said there were 6 people taken into federal custody, as 19 items varying from vehicles to ATVs to welding equipment to trailers were found on the property. A press release from the ESCO stated there was more than 350 pounds of marijuana. "This is certainly the biggest lot of stolen items that we've come across in quite some time," Griffiths said. "There's no telling how long this operation has been going on." Griffiths explained how deputies were tipped off to the location. Griffiths said a man witnessed a barbecue trailer being stolen in South Ector County. The man followed the stolen trailer to the area of Canyon Avenue and Swan Road in West Odessa. After the man contacted the Ector County Sheriff's Office, Griffiths said his department got a search warrant for the area. He He admitted he didn't know the quality of what his deputies were about to find. All it takes is a tip, Griffiths said. Sometimes all it takes is for someone to tell us one thing. Griffiths said as of Monday afternoon that some of the items, like a trailer and welding equipment, had been returned to the owners, but he explained the vehicles are believed to be stolen out of Colorado. In addition to the drugs, Griffiths also believes there was human trafficking due to the size of the false compartments. Griffiths said the smallest false compartment could fit 4 or 5 average-sized adults. He said there were multiple vehicles and trailers with false compartments. I honestly think this is the tip of the iceberg, Griffiths said. There's no telling where else they have these places set up to do their business. Today's obituaries for February 22nd. Daryl Wayne Ward, Midland. Daryl Wayne Ward, 69 of Midland, went home to Jesus on Friday, February 18th in Midland. Visitation will be 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tuesday, February 22nd at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. A memorial mass will be 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 23rd at St. Anne's Catholic Church. Daryl was born August 29, 1952 in Wichita, Kansas, to Carlton Ward and Helen DeSteger Ward. Those left to cherish Daryl's memories are his loving wife of 20 years, Armine Ward of Midland, sons Bradley Ward and Brandon Ward, brother Roger Ward of Klamath, Oregon, father-in-law Ron and Ann Forrest of Midland, mother-in-law Armina Forrest of Midland, brother-in-law Ron and Corey Forrest of Montgomery, and their children Caitlin and Reese. He is preceded in death by his parents Carlton Ray Ward and Helen Jane Ward and brother Pee Wee Ward. The family would like to thank Kindred Hospice for their care, support, and love of Daryl and his family. Arrangements are under the care and direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Josephine Sanchez Josie Rangel, Odessa. Josephine Josie Sanchez Rangel, October 28, 1943 to February 12, 2022, age 78. Josephine Rangel, 78, of Odessa, passed away on February 12th in Odessa. A rosary was recited at 12 p.m. Friday, February 18th at St. Anthony's Church, 1321 West Monahans, Odessa. A memorial mass followed at 1 p.m. with Father Chavez officiating. Josie was born in Carlsbad, New Mexico, to Victor and Dolores Sanchez on October 28, 1943. Josephine is preceded in death by her father, Victor Sanchez, mother Dolores Sanchez, brother Robert Lee Sanchez, brother Benjamin Sanchez, brother Edward Sanchez. Josephine is survived by her husband, Cruz Rangel, Jr., 2 daughters, Brenda Rangel, Eddie Martinez, and Belinda Carrasco, J. Robinson. Sister Catherine Salvador, Roy Salvador, brother Victor Sanchez, Jr., Gloria Sanchez. She is survived by many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, as well as many nieces and nephews. The family of Josie wishes to extend their sincere thanks to Randy and Irene Sanchez, Joel Carrasco, Elias Fuentes, Alex and Mary Lou Acosta, Naomi Villalobos, and all the others who reached out and prayed for us. A lifetime of love, humor, and laughter now live in our memories. Services entrusted to Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory. Death notices. Karen Ham Craig Barker, Odessa. Karen Ham Craig Barker, 77, of Odessa, died Sunday, February 20th in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. February 25th at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Pastor Donald Bug is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Laura Davis. Laura Davis, 96 of Midland, died Thursday, February 17th in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. February 26th at Cotton Flat Baptist Church. Burial will follow at Rest Haven North Cemetery. The family will receive guests from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, February 25th at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. Arrangements are by Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Michelle Ann Fuentes. Michelle Ann Fuentes, 46, of Odessa, died Tuesday, February 15th. Chapel service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Friday, February 22nd, in Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will follow at a later date. Pastor Debbie is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Boyce Weldon Lay. Boyce Weldon Lay, 90, of Odessa, died Friday, February 18th, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. February 23rd at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Pastor Jesse Gore is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Garden and Funeral Home of Odessa. Willard James Miles, Odessa. Willard James Miles, 68, of Odessa, died Thursday, February 17th in Odessa. Chapel service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Wednesday, February 23rd at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Reverend Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Jesus Martin Yanez, Odessa. Jesus Martin Yanez, 88, died Friday, February 18th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Alternative to bladder stones removal. Dear Dr. Roach, I am an 83-year-old man and have been told by my urologist that I need surgery to remove bladder stones. I understand this is painful. Are there any alternatives like sound waves used to break up kidney stones? ML. Answer: bladder stones are most commonly found in an older man with an enlarged prostate. The urine never gets completely emptied due to the partial blockage at the prostate, leading to crystallization of the minerals in urine. There are other causes, such as a kidney stone too large to pass. Over time, bladder stones usually get bigger, so surgical removal is usually recommended. The surgical procedure is normally minimally invasive. An instrument is inserted into the bladder through the urethra. The stones are broken up with laser or sound waves through the instrument and removed from the bladder. The procedure is usually done with local anesthetic and sedation. Most of my patients have tolerated the procedure well without too much pain. There are some promising reports of using sound waves, called extracorporeal shockwave lithotripsy, for small bladder stones. It is usually used for kidney stones. Bladder stones often come back if the underlying condition isn't addressed, so be sure to talk to the urologist about preventing future stones.
This is the Dear Abby column. Best friend feels uneasy as wedding bells approach. Dear Abby, my best friend Sophie just became engaged to her longtime boyfriend Brian. I want to be happy for her, but he doesn't deserve her. She knows it, but she won't leave. My problem is I may very well be asked to be the maid of honor at her wedding, and I dread the idea of having to write a speech about their relationship. How do I write a speech when I have nothing good to say about it? I know Sophie will expect something heartfelt since she's my close friend. I get anxious just thinking about it. Please give me some advice. Signed, Reluctant Friend in Indiana. Dear Reluctant Friend, when you write your speech, start by saying how long you and Sophie have been friends and how close the two of you are. Share a couple of anecdotes about what a caring, loyal, fun friend Sophie is, and state how lucky Brian is to be marrying her. Then toast the happy couple, wish them a lifetime of happiness together, even if you feel it won't turn out that way, and drop the mic. You do not have to sing Brian's praises if you feel he doesn't deserve it. That privilege should belong to the best man. Dear Abby, my wife and I have friends, a married couple, we socialize with every few weeks. Charles is kind-hearted, pleasant, and enjoyable, always with a good balance between speaking and listening during conversations. His wife Claire, on the other hand, isn't interested in hearing about our lives. When we try to initiate a conversation, Claire cuts us off and switches the subject to a non-related, self-centered topic. She also interrupts Charles while he's talking. She goes on and on, describing at length the minutiae of her activities, and worse, the lives of her friends, who we don't know or have any interest in. We no longer enjoy her company, but we hate to lose the connection with Charles. Any suggestions? Signed, Board in Missouri. Dear Board, it may be time for you and Charles to see each other without wives in tow, for lunch or a sporting event. That way you will be off the hook having to tolerate Claire, and your wife won't have to put up with her because she can socialize with friends whose company she enjoys. I don't have a crystal ball, but I have a strong hunch you and your wife won't be the first to do this. Dear Abby, I met a very nice guy while I was at a bar. Because I was slightly drunk, he drove me home. We exchanged numbers, and since then we have been out once. I'm pretty sure we will be going out again. The problem is, I have no idea what his name is. We didn't exchange social media contacts. I feel awkward asking his name now. Any suggestions? Signed, Unknown in Texas. Dear Unknown, yes, the next time he gets in touch, ask him for the correct spelling of his first and last names to enter into your contact list. It may manage to get you off the hook without embarrassing yourself, unless his name is John Smith. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.